A rite of passage most teenagers eagerly anticipate and many parents dread is learning how to drive. Car crashes are the number one killer of teens. That's a number often used to scare teens into driving safely. Now, a hospital in Philadelphia and a major auto insurance company have launched a campaign against scare tactics. They say staying positive is the best way to teach kids to drive. NPR's Patty Namond has more.
This is what driving means for 16-year-old Jack Buckingham.
I'm always, like, getting rides from other people, and I'm just kind of excited about, like, being able to get places by myself.
For his mother, Colleen, it's about being
terrified,
which pretty much sums up how most teens and parents feel about driving. Excited teenager, worried parent. That worry is warranted, says Chris Mullen, an official with the insurance company State Farm.
Car crashes are the number one killer of teens by far.
And the risk of a fatal crash is at its highest in the first 6 months after a teenager gets their license, which is why driver's ed classes often include graphic reenactments of fatal crashes. But do these scare tactics really work? No, says pediatrician Flora Coplin Winston, who researches injury prevention at Children's Hospital of Philadelphia.
We're trying to get teens to start down a path of a lifetime of safe driving. That's really what we want them to do.
And scientists who study human behavior say the best way to get people to do good things is positive reinforcement, an approach Winston says also works for learning to drive.
It's much easier to teach somebody to do a behavior and for them to feel like they can master that behavior. It makes them feel good about it, rather than to tell someone what not to do. I mean, just think about in so many other ways with teens, we're saying, don't do this, don't do that, and scaring them about what would happen if they did do that bad thing. That's not really a way to get someone to actually do something good.
Take, for example, the biggest culprit in distracted driving, cell phones. You could say, don't ever talk or text while driving. You could show gruesome photos of a crash, or you could say,
if you turn your cell phone off while driving, you're able to pay better attention to the road. People will think that you care about them if you turn the phone off. So that's a positive message.
Another way to keep things positive, help kids gain mastery over each driving skill they learn. It will make them feel more competent and you less nervous. But skill building is a slow process, says State Farm's Mullen. Think of it like baby steps, one at a time.
Let's start with a parking lot and everything you need to understand. And before we even put the car into drive, we'll go over safety behaviors like wearing your seatbelt and checking around the car, making sure you're ready to take off.
Then practice each skill, how to stop, start, drive straight without swerving. Practice, 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 says Mullen, before moving on to the next step.
You plan the route around your neighborhood, you might make sure you put in some left turns, for example.
And because statistics show that a teenager is at the lowest risk of having an accident when a parent is in the passenger seat, it may be a good idea to take advantage of that, like Colleen Buckingham did when her oldest son, Jimmy, got his license.
You know, on a day that was snowy and we'd have to drive to school, I'd let him drive. As hard as it was for me to sit in that car, I think I needed to take those steps so he could learn. We live in a suburb. They go to school in the city. So every morning he was driving in traffic, in rain.
Exactly the kind of different conditions all new drivers need to know. Over the past decade, many states have adopted laws that build on the notion of gradual learning. Some states don't allow teens to drive after 8 or 10 at night or to carry teenage passengers. Research shows when a new driver has one other teenager in the car, the risk of a fatal crash doubles. Add more teenagers and the risk goes up by 5 times. Patty Namond, NPR News.